What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? Suppose you cut the first growth and another one just comes back without being planted. Do you have a name for it?
Call that a volunteer crop. Ever what the crop may be, it's purely volunteer.
Okay. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Corn what?
Cornbread that might be cooked in the ashes. I guess people don't do this nowadays, but a long time ago.
I've never known of it.
Okay. Do you have a name for soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
You wouldn't be talking about grits, would you?
Well, slightly different from grits. I think you make it in a similar way.
Well, I've never known of that being made.
Okay. You ever heard of mush or gruel?
Of gruel?
Or mush?
Yes, made from rice.
I was thinking of some made from cornmeal, but maybe that's...
Well, they'd make it either way, from cornmeal or rice. You can make a cornmeal gruel or make a rice gruel. But that takes boiling quite a long time. And then straining away the rice grains or the corn product, ever what you use from cornmeal or corn grits, either one you're making it from, and have purely, if you let it stand a little while, it'll congeal just like jelly.
Huh. Okay. What do you call a round pastry about this big that has a hole in the middle of it?
Donut.
Okay. And what do you call round flat cakes that you cook on a greased skillet and eat with syrup?
Talking about biscuits.
Well, this is the kind that you often have for breakfast on Saturday or Sunday morning. You flip them over, eat them with butter and syrup.
Oh, my mother used to make them. We called them puffs.
Puffs?
Yeah, P-U-F-F-S. Because it did have an ingredient in it to make it rise and puff up. There was a lot of air in there.
I think I'm thinking of something still different, though. Something that doesn't have much baking powder or anything like that in it. But
you know about hot cakes or waffles?
Hot cakes. Do you ever call them anything else?
No, ma'am, not that I know of.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Bacon.
Okay. And what do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl and hog head?
Meatloaf, you mean?
Yeah, from a hog head.
You're thinking about it, and mixed up with a little bit of vegetables and vinegar and red pepper and all of those things. We call it Brunswick stew, barbecue hash.
Well, I guess I'm thinking of something a little bit different. This is made from hog jowl and hog head.
Well, all that kind of stuff made up from hog jowl and hog head, we always call it barbecue hash or either...
Yeah,
we
got hog head cheese.
Oh, then you get it cold and pressed that you're talking about? Oh, well, that's it. Hog head cheese then.
Okay.
Huh?
Sass meat. Okay, you can call it sass meat too.
Sows meat's too new a name for what she wants.
Oh,
she wants hog. She wants hog head cheese. That's what it was 75 years ago.
Okay, what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Middle of a cherry?
Mm-hmm.
The kernel.
And what about the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
Peach kernel.
Okay. And do you have a name for the kind of a peach that comes away easily from the kernel?
Clear seed.
Okay, and what about the kind that sticks to the kernel?
Pressed.
Okay. And what are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
What is that now?
Some beans that don't have to be shelled.
Oh, snap beans we call them.
Okay, and what about beans that do have to be shelled?